we'd like to start out first, Brother Pard, with some of the activities and what we've got accomplished here today that just probably been a miracle. You know, Yahweh is full of miracles. And those that love Him and set their love upon Him, wait on Him, you know, Yahweh's not going to ever let you down. I tell people this, if you're in the midst of a battle, lean out on Him, He won't fall. The devil will fail you, he'll mistreat you, he'll lie to you, he'll convince you that he's going to stay with you, and then when you need him the most, he'll leave you, and he'll mock you, and he will ridicule you and make you look very foolish. I know I've been on the receiving end of Satan's tricks. Paul said that he wasn't ignorant of Satan's devices. Well, today, Brother Ford, we sort of crowned an achievement, and we prayed before we went, me and you and Bob. We drove over to Athens, Tennessee, and we had something wonderful over there to happen to us. We all three agreed that what we were engaged in and what our purpose was the will of Yahweh for the King's Gate Inn Assembly. And Brother Park, won't you just tell them a little bit of what went down, and then Brother Bob will tell us a little bit of what he thought about today. I'm really thankful. You guys know that I've done a hallelujah shout over there in the parking lot and praise Yahweh for the good fortune that we had. I guess fortune is a word that I shouldn't use. I think it was a good blessing that Yahweh brought to us and handed it to us in such a way of what we've never expected. So everything now today is looking so good, and the seven deadly sins that affect man, you know, we didn't think of a thing today about the seven deadly sins. We didn't have no pride. We lowered our pride. We didn't have any lust. We didn't have any envy, and we didn't have any jealousy and no spite. The seven things that defile the flesh man, but if we have that love, and you know it was demonstrated again today when we had a divine miracle, I think, happening, you know, we planned to probably build an assembly next year and get it in, and we never thought that we might have it in like we said last night. We had planned on this last night, and today, Brother Pard, it surely come to fruition. Go ahead and give your testimony here, Brother Pard.
Praise Yahweh. Thank you, Pastor Buddy. Bob and Pastor Buddy and myself went to Athens, and we went on this lot, and Pastor Buddy and I had talked with this gentleman yesterday about this building, and I asked Pastor Buddy to take Bob and show him and let me go over and talk to this guy, and I knew that this man was spiritual, and I told him what I was wanting to use this for, and I told him that I thought he needed to, in his heart, give us a little tithe on this thing, and I told him I had down payment in my pocket, and if he would yield to the price that I gave him, we had a deal, and he rolled his eyes and looked me in the eye and said, okay, we'll do it. So I gave him the money, and Buddy came in and doubled that money, and we signed the papers, and we're going to finish it in 2 weeks. Pay the balance, and we'll own it. Probably in 30 days, we will have our building on our property for the feast. I said last night that this could possibly put us 6 months ahead of time. I now believe that for our feast at Christmas, that we will have a place to celebrate Yahweh, and it'll be beautiful when we get done with it. I tell you, I am just so thrilled. It's like a kid with a new toy. I mean, it just keeps getting better and better, and all everything to Yahweh. I'm just a steward of His, and He guides me and Buddy and all of us. And people that don't know Him yet, just don't know what you're missing out. And I just wish you could see what this property's going to look like in 6 months to a year, because I told Pastor Buddy, I said, a year from now, people won't even know this property is going to be so beautiful over here. And of course, right now, my brother, the Big Hole over in the Carolina State, is providing me a $10,000 street light so I can see my lodging, and I really appreciate that. He's a wonderful guy, and I tell you what, he just throws that money around, takes care of his friends just like you wouldn't believe. And so, Odell, I owe you a lot. You're the you-know-what, and I love you and love your wife. And Steve, and I hope you all enjoying this, and I hope you all are praising Yahweh for our gift today. And we saved a bunch of money, about $2,900, off of what he wanted on it, so that helps get the trailer there, and I'll be down there to decorate it and paint it up. Man, it's going to be beautiful when we get done, and it's going to face the road, and it's going to just look good when you come through, and we got this new entrance all planned. It's just going to look super, so I mean, I'm just so excited. I just can't hardly wait for time to pass fast enough to get all this done, so at Passover, oh man, we'll all just keep on shouting and praising Yahweh. So here you are, Pastor Buddy. Thank you very much. I'm just so tickled. I just can't understand it.
Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh, Brother Park. You know, we went down there and under the assumption that we were just going to look and shop around. And we came away with the proud owners of a brand new building to us. It was a used one. And we think we can use it by modification. We've got skilled carpenters. We've got skilled professional painters in the group. We've got skilled electricians. We've got heavy equipment operators. We've got plumbers. And we've got air conditioning specialists and things of this nature. So it's wonderful. You know, we got such a wonderful price. I couldn't believe it. That we had purchased a full building with everything contained within it that we're going to need, including the air conditioning, for the price that we paid for it. I just shouted for joy. And Brother Bob, Brother Bob here is an electrician, and he's a licensed carpenter and contractor. And been in that business for many, many years. And Bob's a pretty good judge of a bargain. And so when he went over, just as soon as I seen he liked it, I knew it was a done deal. Praise Yahweh. Brother Bob?
Well, hello, brothers and sisters out there. In the name of Yahweh, we praise the mighty name, and the blessing seems to keep rolling in. You know, we came back here for the first time on this property the day that the keys were handed over, I guess it was. And it's been a blessing every day since. Never know what's next on the agenda. We had the teamwork of the various brothers and sisters and the fellowship with them. And like was mentioned earlier, it was a work tabernacles, and the work before the tabernacles, making preparations. I tell you, it's been kind of like a little beehive around here, but it's all of the work and all of the efforts are beginning to take shape, and this happening of today, is just kind of a marvel to me. It will fit our needs and get us well down the road in the direction we need to go. The Father wouldn't be making these things happen if he didn't wish it to happen. And that he must have a mighty message and must be expecting others to join with us, and that preparations are being made to receive the in-gathering. You know, Tabernacles is now behind us, and we'll be moving on towards Passover, and when it gets here, things should look a lot different, and the blessings should be more in place. At least they'll have a fellowship hall to meet in. We'll have a studio for Pastor Buddy to work out of, and it is just going to make a lot of things possible that is really not possible without a lot of expenses, and this certainly fit the bill at this stage of the game. So we just praise his mighty name and thank him for his many blessings, and I know there's more in store. With that, we'll turn it to Pastor Buddy.
Thank you, Brother Bob, and we appreciate everyone that has attended the festival. We just wrapped up a couple of days ago. Actually, Friday evening was the end of our festival. Today's Saturday, so we've had one day, and I thought we'd get to rest a little bit. And I'd be darned if we hadn't worked harder today, and we had several things on the docket, and purchasing an assembly building and having it in 2 weeks delivery time. We could do it faster, but what we're doing, we have to prepare the site and energize it with water. Got to wait on the water lines to be installed, foundation to be poured, the forms and or the footers. Brother Bob's then got the details on that, and we're off and running on planning and purposing to make the King's Gate Inn, if you will, a comfortable place for the saints that love Yahweh. You know, we talked about part last night on our subject that your heart is where your treasures are. And I just can truthfully say that there's quite a few people that have their treasures laid up here at the King's Gate Inn, where the name is, where his altar is, where the flags are. We're part also, you might want to tell the folks about the entrance to the King's Gate Inn. We got a beautiful entrance. We've already been working on that. We widened the entrance another 20 feet for the purpose of entering. And lo and behold, you found a unique design for our entrance sign and approach. And you might want to tell the folks a little bit about our entrance and how beautiful that we think it's going to be. We're just so thankful that the copy we're copying basically a design of a brother that lives less than a mile and a half from us, who gave us permission to copy his entrance design. Of course, we're going to use a different name, of course. We're going to put the most holy name up there, and it's going to be placed up there in Paleo Hebrew in a circle, and the colors and the things that we're going to use and the way that we plan to use it. Brother Pard, I can just see it now before it's there. It's going to be beautiful, and I'm really excited about our entrance. Tell the folks what you think about it.
Well, Pastor Buddy, you know, a lot of things happen good out of tragedy. And last week when I was down here for the feast, I went by a tragedy 5 minutes after it happened. And when I tried to come back to King's Gate, I couldn't get that way, and the highway patrol routed me around. And I got lost. And I kept going on these little roads and everything, and all of a sudden I was where I should be, because I had the pilot with me. And I never fear anything when I've got the pilot, Yahweh, with me. And I come up this road, this nice blacktop road, and there's this beautiful farm sitting there, and they had an entrance that I was awed by. I just stopped a minute and looked at that, and I said, gosh, that would be just what we need. If Buddy likes it, maybe we can have it. So I came on, got back to King's Gate, and I got him over to one side, and I said, Pastor Buddy, I said, I got something I got to show you. I said, I need you to get in the car, just you and I, go over and show something. It's only a couple miles from here, but you've got to see it. He said, what is it? I said, I ain't telling you, I want you to see it. So he said, okay, let's go. So we went over, I pulled up, I said, what do you think? About that time, the owner of the property showed up, got out of the car, young man, just as nice as he could be, and I said, sir, we're looking and admiring your entrance here. He said, well, that's fine. I said, would you be put out if we kind of do a little bit of copying? He said, no, actually, it would please me. I said, boy, you're just a nice fellow. I really appreciate that, but here's what it was, if you could visualize this. Mine. On the left side was 13 posts, round posts, staggered going up to a high peak. And then on the right side was 13 posts on a high peak coming down to the same level. And across the top of the post was a truss, you know, a steel truss. And in the center was the name of his property. And I told Pastor Buddy, I said, what if we use that same truss with these posts and put Yahweh's name up there? And he said, what if we use it Paleo Hebrew? I said, praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. I said, you give me a copy of that. I'll go back to Carbondale, and I'll have that cut out, steel, and I'll bring it back, and we'll get some trust, and we'll put that in. I said, we'll have a beautiful entrance. So, I don't know if you all can tell from the sound of my voice, but I am so excited I just can't hardly stand it. I'm just almost beside myself. After what happened today with being able to get a real good deal on this building, it's only 2 foot narrower than what I had mentioned to Buddy that we should build. But it's 6 foot longer than the smallest thing, because I told him, I said, we need to build a 30 by 60 or 70 or 80, whatever we need to do to get your studio and office in there, and then get a kitchen and bathrooms and showers and laundry room in this building. And man, when we got on that lot, I think I mentioned this last night, I might repeat myself, maybe some of you didn't hear it, but we got on this lot to look for a portable building that I need down here by my camper to store some stuff in, you know. And so we stopped on this lot. Well, while I was talking to this guy about these little storage buildings, Buddy's nose was itching, and he was rubbing it, and he was nosing around. He come back out. I kind of was finished with this guy because they were out of my budget that I wanted to spend, but he was a very nice fellow. Buddy asked him a question about this double wide. He says, what do you want for that? He said, well, $115.9. And I got to looking at that. And they said, well, what size is it? He says, 28x66. The light went off in my head. I thought it was going to explode. So I walked over and walked in, walked all the way down to the end, and Pastor Buddy and this gentleman were up at the entrance of it, and I hollered down there, "Can you hear me?" And Pastor Buddy turned around and said, "Yes, we can." And I said, "This might be the you-know-what."
You know, Brother Parks, something that really impressed me, you know, when we were up there, you, me and you and Bob, and Preston went up today to take another look at it, at this interest thing that we're back on and we're speaking about, was Bob made a mention that the emblem that he had, this sign is in the turquoise colors, and, of course, it has it's reflective of the Cherokee Indian. And on that was the symbol of the Indian sitting on his horse with his face down and despondent and broken and hurting. And, of course, it immediately reminds you of our Cherokee brothers who were the ancient Danites that were in here early, early on. And, of course, here at Back Creek, Tennessee, right here in the Smoky Mountains Park, probably it's only 25 miles from here, where we're sitting tonight in the studio, they found this wonderful stone at Back Creek, and they finally, after a lot of wrangling about what it was and the etching on it, or the characters that were in etched on the stone, they finally figured out it was Paleo-Hebrew. And our ancient brothers is a remnant of the Cherokees who do their dance. I've been up to their dance on top of the Cherokee Mountain here, right above Bryson City and Gatlinburg, Tennessee, between the two locations. And they do their dances up there and perform these religious rituals. And their dance contains the element of Yah. And every time I go over through Sweetwater, our little town here not far from where we're at, they have the heritage. One of the plazas there in Sweetwater is called the, what was the name of that plaza there? And I remember it contained the name of Yah in the plaza. I can't exactly remember the first one, but the last part of it was Yah. We have a Cherokee high school, Sequoia. We have a Cherokee high school named in honor of Sequoia right in Madisonville, just up the road from us here. And the Back Creek Stone proved to be that it was Hebrew. Our textbooks will not reflect, our history books do not reflect the fact that our heritage is rich in Hebrew languages etched on stones. And I've talked about the many valuable finds up in the state of Illinois and the state of Michigan on the upper Great Lakes up there where they came in and mined the ores and things and took them away from this country. And I just don't understand why that our people of our heritage, the blushing sons of Jacob, that they can't look up and get a grip on what's going on in our country. We are being denied our heritage. It's okay to have Black History Month. It's okay to have an all-black college. But when we stand for the white people or a white college, that would be a racist, and it's biased. The opinions of the world is against the white race, and although we don't make an issue out of race, we do know that we're commanded to keep ourselves free and unspotted from the world, and we don't believe in miscegenating our blood. We do not approve that. We don't approve of it for our race.
any more than we approve of it for any other race. It's black or yellow or whatever of miscegenated race. It ruins the purity of how it was created. And so there's a lot of history right here in our area where we're at the King's Gate Inn. And I do know that there are recorded 27 sites around America. In Kentucky, by the way, is rich, also our neighbor state up there, right to the north of us here, is rich in several sites where the ancient Israelites came in here prior to 1490 or prior to the Plymouth Rock landing. We already had our brothers coming down and visiting this land, extracting ores and precious stones and metals and things of this nature, and carrying away the rich resources. This is the land of milk and honey, and embedded right in the center of the great city called Jerusalem, a city called by his name, is USA. So we believe that we're home. We believe that this is a predestined place of refuge. And we do believe that this land will be cleansed of all of the riffraff that has been permitted to come in here by design to mix and mingle the blood of this nation to make it an unknowingly bloodline of people. The majority of the people in this nation has gone from, it used to be the white race, who built this country and who set up the great manufacturing technology that made this country so great. And now the stranger, if you'll read in the book of Jeremiah, that the stranger will come in and destroy this land. And here we are sitting here tonight, and it's done it. But I'll guarantee you tonight, we're sitting in a beautiful place, and there's a lot of good people in this country. And you know, we were talking today, Bob and Pardon myself and Preston, about how friendly the people are in this area. Pardon, you've been around. You're an old timer. You and Bob both. Bob's well traveled, and nothing has impressed our people that's been here anymore than the friendliness of the people. It has been beautiful. And so what I got from that message up there at the gate entrance was the history of the Cherokee, which is beautiful. And we know that the Cherokee people, we know where their blood came from, and we know it was ancient Israel. So we're thankful tonight. Now joining us also in the studio tonight is Brother Bill and Brother Chris, two of my old friends that they just live up the way, just well, right up the road, Praise Highway, in the city of Knoxville. And they came back down after spending the week with us in fellowship here, and they were happy campers. They camped out and enjoyed the festivals, and I just had a wonderful time. And Brother Chris, we're going to say tonight that the Sabbath, when we begin on the 21st and ended on the 28th, from Sabbath to Sabbath, it was a pleasure. I told my wife today, you know, I don't know that we ain't stopped running for 2 months. I've got more energy than I've had in several years, and I can't explain that other than it was the grace of Yahweh that was giving us the grace and the mercy and fulfilling our needs. I'm not tired. I'm not run down. I feel like traveling on. I feel like getting it on and praising Yahweh. Brother Chris?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Pastor Buddy. You know, Yahweh has been pouring out his blessings here at the King's Gate Inn to all those that have been in fellowship over the past week. You know, some of our people has, I believe, lost their way, Pastor Buddy. They don't obey Yahweh's commandments. They don't let the Spirit guide them. Seven deadly sins. You know, in the book of Deuteronomy, I think that is a good chapter. I've been reading and studying on some of that. And, you know, Yahweh made an oath unto his people, a sacred oath, that he would bless you if you kept his commandments. And some of our people today are not keeping his commandments. You know, they don't love their brother like they should. You know, the Bible tells us that how can you love Yahweh, which you have not seen, if you don't love your brother? So, you know, I praise Yahweh. I love him with all my heart. And I love all my brothers out there that and sisters that are in the name of Yahweh. And just keep digging. He'll bless you. Obey his commands. Follow the Spirit. And he'll bless you coming and going. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Chris. You know, I was thinking as Chris was testifying that Nick Bill, that's Chris's dad. Chris has grown up and made a wonderful young man, and I think he's got a call in his life for the future. And him and the young lions that'll be roaring in the forest here in the years to come, they'll still keep the King's Gate open and praising Yahweh till Yahweh comes. Yahweh's always going to have a majority of the remnant, not the majority of the world, but everyone whose name is on the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. You were his from the very beginning. He told Jeremiah in chapter 1 of Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, before you was ever in your mother's womb, I knew you. And how wonderful and how precious it is for those who have this blessed hope embedded in their heart and their spirit, and knowing they might not join no big fancy church and have their name on a church committee or a deacon board or a ministerial position, but they have their heart circumcised with the love of Yahweh. You know, we've been supported, Brother Hart, so marvelously by our supporters. I just keep getting letters of support and hope and trust and their encouragement. They send me their love offerings and tithes. People that I've never met. It's awesome. Just got a tithing envelope out of the mail today from the city of Memphis. The people that are there, I've never met these people. They're great folks. They support our movement here and what we got going on and the truth behind Yahweh. Brother Bill, I was thinking about the years I've known you, and that's been many, but I've known your dad before I ever knew you. And I was thinking about, I can see him right now as plain as day, and that's been over probably 50 years ago or 60 years ago. And I was thinking about the Cherokee heritage that's in your family, and both on your father's side and on your mother's side. I knew both Bill's parents. So I'm thankful tonight that the tradition of the family, we're still loving Yahweh, we're still avoiding the seven deadly sins that Chris talked about that would pull us away from Yahweh. We don't want to be pulled away. We don't want greed and envy and jealousy and strife and pride that goes before a fall. We want to get down here and do something for Yahweh. Here's Brother Bob. He's up from Arkansas, and he's worked, we've worked him like a mule. Every day we've had something for him to do. And, if he left another month, he'd still be working every day, I guess. Brother Bill, delighted to have you down here from Knoxville, Tennessee. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh, Brother. You know, during the feast there, Chris and me, we just enjoyed the love and the fellowship so much that, we found us an excuse to come back down this evening.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
We missed it to get a little more of it. And we got this wonderful surprise about the building that's being purchased to go on the land. That's, I know, has to be made possible by these brothers here especially, and I know probably lots of you out there. And may the blessings of Yahweh be upon you.
That will bless you.
That support, Brother Bud, and the cause here. And as he was saying earlier, which he must just didn't pick up my thoughts, I don't know. But I was thinking how that a man's heart is where his treasure is.
Amen.
And these brothers are laying their treasures up in heaven. And it was just a great, exciting news to find this out when we came down. We didn't know anything about it, but it looks like things is going to really blast off on the fast track here.
Hallelujah. Exactly.
So I'm excited, and may these brothers be blessed that's initiate the thing and get the thing going on a faster track, and may they be blessed 100-fold. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Thank you, Brother Bill. Praise Yahweh. It's wonderful, you know. You know, the friends that we've kept over the years, and some of my friends here in the movement go back many, many years. And if we'll remain loyal to each other, putting Yahweh first. You know, what gets wrong with people, they commit these seven deadly sins of Proverbs and pride, which goes before a fall. They get lifted up and they begin to think they're somebody. When you think you're somebody, just become nobody. When you think you're better than your brother, remember what goes up comes down. And people that you walk over going up, you might have to face them coming down. So let's love Yahweh. And like I said about the seven deadly sins, we got a lot of people claim they keep the law, and they come short. They ain't nobody in the world can keep the law without loving. If you don't love your brother whom you have seen, you certainly can't love Yahweh whom you've not seen. So, the way you treat your brother is the way you treat Yahweh. Inasmuch as you did it unto the least. Now, I'm talking about the least. Sometimes these little least peckerwoods here in Yahweh's name, they'll get on your nerves. And you bear with them and suffer with them. The Bible said that the Holy Ghost suffers long. And it's kind, it's gentle. And but now when people get out of spiritual line, they need to understand that the rod of correction, the word, you know, the rod is nothing but a shepherd's staff. It's a bent rod. It's a crooked rod. And it's crooked purposely to hold the lamb and to hold him and restrain him and to keep him from danger. That's a good shepherd. And so I'm so thankful, praise Yahweh, of our fellowship, our first tabernacle. It's a mini first year at the King's Gate Inn because we're just launching. Everything is sort of chaotic here but we're still not packed. I'm not even moved in yet, halfway. Just enough to have a bed to sleep in, and it seemed like we didn't get much sleep through the festival, but I'm telling you, it's amazing how he energizes, these old, fellows like myself. You know, I'm, over the mountain and I've been through the veil and been around the rim of the teacup, hunting a handle, and I think we found it right here at the King's Gate Inn. And I'm so thankful, praise Yahweh, that Yahweh has done so many good things for us by the love, not the righteousness of the flesh, because there's none righteous, no, not one. I know how you love me by the way you treat me.
And when I'm at my worst, you better be at your best. If I sin against you 70 times a day, you better be ready to forgive me. Praise Yahweh. Now, that's great love. Some of us, we can't take one insult. We can't take one sin against us, and we're all tore up about it. Bible said if a brother sin against you 70 times a day, 7 times 7, 490 times a day is the proper way to put it. So you might have a problem like the apostles. They had a problem. They were great men. But you know what they said when Yahweh told them to forgive their brothers 70 times a day? Times 7, which is 490. They said, Yahweh, increase our faith. Well, you might need a faith increase. And I've had a faith increase here at the King's Gate Inn. I'm so thankful. Our elders and our deacons and our instructors, we are family-oriented. We have children come, and we raise our own children. Well, Chris right here, he homeschools his children. And we believe in our country. We believe in our people. We're law-abiding. And we're faithful that we're calling upon Yahweh. And we believe that we're coming into the age of the time when Yahweh's going to begin to pour His Spirit out one more time and recapture not the remnant, but the body. Not one sheep will escape the kingdom. Praise Yahweh. Because you were predestinated from the foundation of the world for Yahweh to find you. And Yahweh is finding you. And Yahweh is hunting you. And He's sending fishermen. And He's sending hunters. And they're hunting you down. Praise Yahweh. So I hope and trust that the best thing that ever happened to me, part, is when Yahweh visited me and revealed to me His great name. That put me in select company. I mean, it put me in among the royal priesthood. And I'm so thankful that the people of Yahweh, it's something wonderful about them. And they're peculiar people. They have different ideals than the bell box people. These people sitting down here in the bell box, they don't know enough Bible to defend themselves when you witness to them, and they have to put everything on hold and run to the preacher. Well, he ain't got time to fool with them and don't really care about them. No way. If he did, he'd sit down and have a Bible study with them and prove all things. And that's what the Bible said. Well, we got men and brethren that are witness, and they'll spend hours with you showing you in the Bible as Yahweh's witnesses. You know, if you go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 10 and 11, you are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, that I am Yahweh. There's none before me. There's none after me. I, even I, Yahweh, am your Savior. You've not known me, but just because you don't know Him don't mean He don't know you. And He'll send fishermen and hunters for you. They'll hunt for you with love and patience. So we have an encampment here at the King's Gate. We just moved in. And amazingly, so many things have got done. So many more things need to get done. And so if you have any special skills that you'd like to come and contribute in our next festival, which will be in May, the first full moon in May, will be our next festival gathering here for 8 days. And we'll make it a working festival just like we did here at Tabernacles. And I don't know how many working festivals part that we'll have to keep to work Bill and Chris. I mean, we worked them like a pair of mules. I mean, they were hauling furniture, and we had people here moving stuff around, and we had equipment, and we had things to get done, and I'm just so amazed how many things got done. The ladies that cooked for us that we talked about last night, we can't praise them enough, Mark, because You know, it seemed like we spent more time eating than we did working. But I'm so thankful. It was so good, and everybody enjoyed themselves so good, and everybody went away happy. And we so much appreciated what Yahweh has done. Now, we're sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey. Boy, how they worked. But, I mean, they're workers, and you know how us lazy Israelites are. If you'll cook for us, we'll eat. Praise Yahweh. They went and got the food. They prepared it. They just fed us breakfast and things of this nature. And there was a buddy too, you know, they brought the grills and the equipment. They brought tents and cooking tents, utensils. They brought food. We just amazed when we started putting it up.
They had a running smile while they
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, they did. They enjoyed every minute. They're so wonderful. We're so blessed to have Mark and Audrey and Bud from the great state of Mississippi. What about that old Don from up in Wisconsin? Man, what a war horse he is.
We baptized him, and he jumped in that water for a big swim. After that, I got some cold. I thought I was going to crack.
He swam the Tennessee River, boy, I'm telling you, praise Yahweh. And he was, although I have baptized several people here in the festival 20 years ago, we had the festival right up a road from our property here around 20 years ago, and we baptized about 25 people up there in the Tennessee River. This was the first one that we baptized in the Tennessee related to the King's Gate Inn. And that's Brother Don. We'll never forget him. He brought a load of stuff on his pickup truck. He brought us an old-fashioned wood stove that my grandmother used to cook on. It had the water tanks on it. It was porcelain.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a fancy one itself. One of them old fancy old-timey cook stove that he brought and dedicated. He brought a set of drums. That Odell and Don both played for us, and now we got drummers, and we're going to make a joyful noise. And now we got an assembly where we don't have to get out under the old tent, you know, the weather sometimes ain't favorable when you're under a tent, but, you know, we keep the faith, and we didn't give up. We've had everything under the tent to wash out under our feet, and we stayed in there, praise Yahweh. So we're thankful that Yahweh's provided us a place to meet, and now has given us a building for the park. It's paid for.
Yes.
100% paid for. Praise Yahweh. We don't owe a dime on it. Praise Yahweh. And that's wonderful. And we're gonna have to spend quite a bit more money, so we would like to have those who would help us. And maybe you could send a special donation to the King's Gate Inn. And by doing that, all you've got to do is address your checks or your money orders. Or if you've got any silver and gold you'd like to FedEx us down, that would be great too. I just address your cards and letters to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Now that's Sweetwater, Tennessee, and the zip is 37874. Now let me give it again if you'd like to seriously help us become a member of the King's Gate Inn. We'll reserve a seat for you and a place for you. You're already in our heart. If we've never met you, why don't you make plans starting tonight to gather with us. Next Passover, we keep the old-fashioned type of Passover, Brother Bill. We do it according to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, and the book of Exodus, chapter 12. You know, we're not embarrassed about the word, and we're commanded to do it. We do it in remembrance of Him. We're doers. We're not talkers. We walk the walk, and we talk the talk. We don't back down when it comes to love. If brothers would love one another,
love of Yahweh before things, then we would have more love of Yahweh, and we'd have more Yahweh among us than we did things. Things will pass away, they'll rust and corrode, corrupt and pass on, but what you do for Yahweh will remain forever. Again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. The zip is 37874. Now, if you'd like to call us tonight, we're live here on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. You can just call us at area code 4236. Well, not to get my old address, my old telephone number. That number will not work, 626-2172. We got a cell phone number. We're going to get a landline here as soon as we get time. That phone number will be Pastor Buddy's cell phone, personal cell phone. So if you'd like to call Pastor Buddy and talk to him personally, you can reach me at 423-259-0606. Now, again, we need your help. We trust that you will help us on the building. If you've got anything to dedicate to us in the way, we need plumbing, we need water lines, we need sewer installation. We've done got the water tap paid for, Brother Park. We do have to dig the water lines to come across the property and hook up the water to our festival site. And we haven't decided what we're going to call the assembly. We know it's going to be in the Kingsgate Inn, Chapel, or Tabernacle. We haven't decided on that, but we'll probably take a vote on that. But we do know it's the King's Gate. It's a residence for the King, and everybody that we have anything to fellowship with, remember, every month we will be meeting here. We take your tithing envelopes that you send to Pastor Buddy. I take them personally, and I take them to the altar. Down here, it's an old-fashioned earth altar with 12 stones representing Yahweh. And I'll cry out your name on this altar and thank you for trying to help us to support the name of Yahweh. It means a whole lot to me, and it means a whole lot to Yahweh. And the people here at the King's Gate Inn are very appreciative of everything that you send in tithing. We're behind on our mail 3 months. I haven't mailed in 3 months. I've got a stack of mail that you will not believe, but I will make it up to you as soon as I can settle down here and the work pace slows down here at the assembly, where I can get back into our mailing list. Please look over us and forgive us. For everyone attended the feast, I hope that you got home safe and sound. To Chicago and to Riverside, California, and to Mount Morris, Michigan, to Cleo, Michigan, and to Wisconsin, to give us a call. Praise Yahweh, Brother John. Pards wanted to talk to you. But, we're so thankful that, we have people come from Kansas. And, they're still here, by the way. Praise Yahweh. They haven't departed, and they're still here and doing work on the calendar. So if all of you for next year, if you would like to have a Hebrew calendar by the lunar phases of the moon, we'll have that ready for you come sometime around December, maybe the 1st of January. We'll have those printed up for you, and Steve's adding a special segment of the calendar of explanations. So if you'd like to learn, I'll put your request in for the calendar, and I'll see that Brother Steve gets it, and we'll get a copy out to you. Well, we love you tonight, and we got to get off here. Time is coming down. We'll see you Monday night around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. May Yahweh take a liking to you, and we love you.
Hallelujah!